Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Dumbass arrested for sucking the worst toes. AJ?
Yes?
You're our toe professional on this program here.
Okay, the total report.
If you're going to suck toes, what kind of toes are you going to suck?
Ones that are nice and ones that are in good shape and ones that are not elderly.
Attached to females, too.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
Okay. Well, he didn't say that.
That was a gimme. Don't be an ass, okay? Today's not a good day.
Oh.
It's Friday. It's always a good day.
No, not for you.
Wow, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, so back to the toes. But yes. Okay, so do you want them female?
All right,
you want them nice?
Let's go to the news report.
All new tonight, this Gulf Coast Hospital employee arrested, accused of sucking an elderly woman's toes.
23-year-old France Bill.
Yeah. Sucking.
Yeah. Sucking.
Accused of sucking an elderly woman's toes.
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 Toes. Toast?
Sucking.
You can tell that line just grosses him out.
Right.
Yes.
Sucking.
Or, he's trying not to laugh.
An elderly woman's toes.
Or. Or it's turning him on. He's thinking, like, he's salivating.
Maybe.
Accused of sucking an elderly woman's toes.
23-year-old France Bindoren denies all charges and tells Fox.
Flubble Smith Doran.
Bin. Doran.
Ah. France been sucking.
23-year-old France Bindoren denies all charges and tells Fox 4's Miana Massey it was all a big misunderstanding.
Oh.
The Lee County Sheriff say a patient reported feeling something wet between her toes around 11 p.m. Tuesday evening.
Yes.
She looked over and saw a man on his knees next to her bed and his head bent over her foot. She says she believed the man to be sucking her toes and immediately reported it to security.
Upon sucking.
Sucking. Yeah. Old toes. Yuck.
Yeah.
Apparently, he forgot his Cheetos.
Just drop an ice cube down your pants.
Actually, she just did. It's the weirdest thing. I just saw her do it.
Ashley just got electrocuted.
I think if I'm a toe sucker and I see 85-year-old toes.
No.
Yeah.
That's like. They're never in good shape.
Hence the sound, yes.
Right.
They've been through rough years.
Like,
usually have like corn chip colors.
I like drinking beer, but if I see an inch of beer filled with cigarette butts, it's not appealing.
Exactly, right.
I love that that's here.
Have you seen 85-year-old toenails? They're usually pretty yellow.
Stop, corn chips.
Right.
Yeah, it's
they
not
click
good.
On the ground when they walk like a dog. Linoleum.
Yeah,
but not good. Shoes.
Not good. Nothing about it is good.
Right, click. I'm like, the dog? Nope. No, it's just grandma walking across.
This had to be, you know what? I can do this, and she's not even going to know I did it.
Right.
Yeah.
This isn't like, man, those are some sweet-looking toes.
No, this is more of a thing. You know.
I need some toes. Quick, I need some toes.
But wait until you hear the excuse.
Upon questioning, France Bindoren was arrested and taken to a Lee County jail.
I'm reaching to get my phone. Like it dropped. So when she gets up.
The phone dropped. Okay. Right, and on the way down, my mouth just happened to go over a toe.
Well, I was bending down with my mouth open.
All right, I went, oh, my food.
Yes.
And then, raising my mouth, I kept going, oh, my, it caught
down
my mouth.
With my tongue out.
Well, what happens is that the toe is all curly, got caught on the back of my teeth. I'm going, oh my God.
I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to reach down with my hand and point my head in the other direction.
Right.
Is he claiming his phone is, like, in the bed?
Obviously,
like,
the phone fell in the bed
bending?
Between the mattress
it
and the bed.
Landed right between her toes, and he was going to pick it up with his mouth.
Exactly, right. Because I didn't want to touch my hands, because my hands are clean.
Well, I was holding urine samples at the time, so I couldn't use my hands.
I was trying to multitask. I was trying to multitask, and my mouth was open and went over a toe. And
right.
To get off, I sucked right.
It dropped. So when she gets up, she got startled because she don't know what's going on and it's dark.
He denies.
She got up because there was a tongue between her toes.
Right. Well, he was actually reaching for the phone with his tongue and just went in the wrong spot. Is it over here? No.
He was trying to find it.
Hello? No, it's not between that one. Hang on. As soon as I get, okay. Can't find it.
Again, his hands were full. He saw phone calls coming in. So
right.
He tried to unlock his phone.
Right.
His tongue.
I was trying to.
I wonder if you could do that.
Go ahead. Give it a shot.
Okay.
Seriously?
Well, I have.
You can lick your phone.
Ah. I did it.
Wait, you turned your phone on with your tongue?
Do you take your phone to the bathroom by chance?
It worked. You can do it. Try it.
Your tongue now has coronavirus and things scientists haven't even discovered yet.
Exactly.
AJ is right. You use your phone in the bathroom.
Ah.
You sit there and you look at stuff. And now you just lick the screen.
It was a science experiment.
Phones have a lot of fecal matter on them. Just
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't think we'd have a real live dumbass in this
right.
segment.
This took a turn.
Yay!
Everybody can help with this one, and we do need your help.
Help, help.
All right, let's start by saying hi, Jeff. Everybody say hi, Jeff.
Hi, hi Jeff!
It's Jeff
hi,
Warshaw.
Hi, everybody.
Hey! What's
hello.
Up?
Hello!
How you
it's
doing?
It's Jeff Warshaw, our CEO, yes. And he's also a distinguished foodie. He's traveled all over the world seeking out great restaurants and food. And he thought, well, you know, I live in Connecticut. Why not check out New Haven?
Right.
So we started last month at Louie's Lunch. That was a big hit. And
yeah.
I thought, we got to start with Ground
yeah,
Zero.
Awesome.
Yeah,
right.
they invented the hamburger.
Ground so beef, Ground Zero, yes.
Ground beef,
perfect
Ground Zero.
Perfect start.
Exactly,
yep.
yes.
So any thoughts on what should be our next step?
How do you feel about Indian food?
Oh,
I love
Indian.
Indian food.
Because
love Indian.
Of place
I love Indian food.
Tick Away Grill. On Orange Street in New Haven, supposedly is amazing. They have they say
okay.
they put the sauce in awesome sauce, supposedly, as they say. But they have chicken and lamb, chickpeas.
Right, I don't want to go through the menu.
The roti.
Right,
the,
what are they known for?
Well, then they're known for their for basically for their yummy madras sauce.
All right. So that's what. So this is what we're looking for. We're looking for if you go here, you have to try this.
Right.
Right.
So Tick Away Grill. The madras sauce.
All right.
And this really, this came very heavily recommended by multiple tribe members.
Yeah?
Yeah, like people that I wouldn't expect it from.
Huh.
Well, I love Indian food. I've taken my kids for Indian food. My four-year-old daughter loves it. My six-year-old son loves it. And I have a long tradition of taking my older kids for Indian food. So it's one of my favorites. I can't wait.
Well, then that's what we need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bing, bang, boom.
Well done, AJ.
How about you, Chaz? Are you a big Indian food lover, Chaz?
Not at all.
Chaz will love this stuff, man. Indian food's fantastic. I love it.
I do want to try more.
Yeah.
I think I tried it once with Jennifer.
Tandoori chicken and shrimp.
Actually, wait.
Yes.
No, I have tried it.
Yes.
My neighbor made it for me, and it was great. I loved it. Because I like spicy food.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. So like,
right. I'm not going to say to them I like spicy.
Right.
No. Challenge them. If you challenge them, it's basically inedible.
You'll
right.
be sorry.
Right.
Is there some type of weird irony here that we go from the original hamburger to Indian food?
I know where you're going with this. That is kind of ironic, isn't it?
That makes more sense.
We're coming both ends of the spectrum
right.
here.
It
right.
does seem perfect.
Yeah, we're going old school.
Yeah, like we're not getting a cheeseburger over there.
Yeah, no, that can happen, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
One of the things I think we need to do after this stop, Jeff, is we need to go to a pizza place because it is really ground zero for pizza as well in America.
True.
Very and there's so many pizza places we'd have to go to.
Yeah.
We got to start, we got to start with one.
Exactly.
We could spread them out over
well,
the
I don't
course
think
of...
we should start with one. I think we should maybe take a little extra time and hit two or three in one day.
Like a pizza
really
crawl.
Be able, while it's fresh in our mind.
Like a pizza crawl
and on our palate.
Pizza
yeah.
crawl.
I like that idea.
Yeah. You could do the big three, the legendary three, and like
well,
a
there's
walking
four.
Tour.
There's four now.
Yeah,
depending,
modern.
Depending on who you ask.
Modern,
right.
Yes,
so
yes,
Pepe's was
Pepe's,
first pizza place in New Haven.
Yeah, Pepe's Sally's.
Then Sally's, Modern, and Bar.
That was it.
Bar came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. And that's the
mashed potato pizza.
I've
right.
been hearing a lot of my friends have been raving about Modern, but I would say that I went with Kristen, our general manager, and her kids. I took my son, Shane, for his first pizza ever when he was, I guess, around 2 years old, and it was the bacon mashed potato pizza, and that was quite memorable.
Oh, wow. Wow. What a way to start your pizza eating career.
Nice.
So good.
Very
yeah.
nice.
At Bar with the mashed potato pizza.
Spoiled for life now.
Right. So have you had the white clam pizza at Pepe's, Jeff?
I have. I've had it. It's delicious.
Okay.
I love it.
Yep. All right, so that you've already tried.
It wins awards a little bit.
I have, but, you know, listen, it's not one of those things that you have once in your life. You got to go back for more, so
of
I'm
course.
Looking forward to that. We should probably do if we do pizza, is say which is the best one of each of those places
right.
and
right.
have that one.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza. So I think at Modern, it's the bomb.
Right.
I think at Bar, it's the mashed potato. I think at Pepe's, it's the white clam. And somebody told me last night what Sally's was, and I forgot.
Was it just a regular pie? Had no cheese on it?
I don't know.
The
yeah,
they got the bomb.
That might have been it.
The basic one, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what we could do?
Well, I'm not sure about the one with no cheese. It's not, it doesn't even feel like pizza. It feels more like focaccia or something like that. Pizza Nuda. I think we should make sure we take a poll of which one is Sally's best.
I like that idea.
Okay.
There's cheese. It's just not the melted cheese. They right. do like the fresh parm.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So what we'll do is
fresh parm, by the way, is a misnomer. In order to be real parm, it has to be 18 months old at the least. By
exactly.
The way,
right.
Oh, is that right?
Wonder. That's the fresh. Yes.
Yeah.
18 months.
Oh,
yeah.
So like saying fresh parm is not appealing to you when you hear that.
It's not fresh parm. It may be freshly grated parm.
That's
it's not
yeah.
fresh parm. You can have fresh mozzarella. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
That's how I interpret it when they say fresh parm is that it's going to be freshly grated.
I'll slap them for you, Jeff. Here you go.
All right.
So yeah, we'll, come on.
It'll
fresh
be AJ's
parm
honor.
It's no good.
Come out with you. Come out with you, Phil. Damn
all
you.
Right.
Damn
I
you.
Love this. So we'll do the Indian food, and then we'll set ourselves up for pizza in the future. We're doing a bit. It's called Taste of Haven.
Nice.
And we've
got
to try everything that's great in New Haven.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, well, look forward to checking back next week and seeing what we thought.
Sounds awesome. Thank you, Jeff. Top story. There is a turtle in distress.
A turtle?
And we have the ability to save this turtle.
Help the turtle.
Let's go to the audio.
Hey, Bridgeport, Connecticut. I will be at the Stress Factory February 28th through March 1st. I need you to show up because Daddy's got to feed his tortoise.
Mmm, how cute is he?
Just so you know, there's a tortoise in the video.
An actual tortoise.
It's not a code name for
something. It's a metaphor.
No.
Right, it's not a metaphor.
It's a living, breathing animal.
It's a big one.
I'm like,
yes.
What was it, a tortoise?
All right.
Like, not a turtle.
A tortoise.
Right.
A tortoise.
Come laugh.
Come laugh.
Come laugh.
Morning.
All right. All right.
Good morning, Damon Wayans Jr.
Hey, man. How are you?
Morning.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Good.
That's my tortoise.
Yeah, it's really cool to have you here.
His name is Guapo.
Guapo.
Nice.
Guapo. Handsome.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's very
he's handsome
to
tortoise,
me.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
Guapo.
For
right.
a tortoise.
Do you like buff out his shell and stuff like that?
Sometimes I do. Like when I give him a little bath. And
nice.
Stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you got a slippery tortoise.
Buff him out.
Buff him out, yeah.
Little, you got to buff him out sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a shoe shine.
What kind of turtle is it?
It's a Sulcata. That's what they're called.
Sulcata.
They're originally from Africa, I think.
Nice.
And there's a lot of tortoises.
Right.
There's not that many female.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so
really? He's rare.
So the story behind him is that he was going to get sold to a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh,
soup.
And I was like, no, dude, I'll take him.
Comes in a bowl, yeah.
And then,
its own bowl.
Yeah, it comes in a bowl.
Wait, so how does this conversation? So you're somewhere and you're like, oh, cool turtle. And they're like, well, this is going to the restaurant.
Hell no. My best friend's mother was babysitting the turtle. And so she told me the story.
Gotcha.
I was like, no, man, come on.
Yeah, right? No way.
Yeah.
I must have a turtle.
I love this story.
Good job, yeah.
Now, it's yours or your kids?
It's mine.
Or
it's mine.
Yeah. Yours.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the cool thing is, they live for so freaking long.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I mean, yeah, turtles live a long damn time. They live like 20 years.
200?
Give it like 200 years total.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How old is this one?
I don't know. But
is there a way to
It lies by his age.
You got to check his tail.
He's got to be like, I don't know. Maybe he was born like in the 60s because the way he reacts to me at first is like.
Oh, gotcha.
he was around the riots.
Like, whoa, whoa.
And,
he's like, oh, I know you're one of the other ones.
Ask about his music choices. He'll tell you.
Yeah, he was before Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, absolutely.
His father in 1970.
Back in my day.
Right.
Right.
Holy cow. Yeah,
giant tortoises live 80 to 120 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
That's,
close.
That's still a long time.
It's still close, yeah.
Have you figured out a succession plan for when you...
Who gets a tortoise?
Age out and...
Yeah,
who gets the tortoise?
Maybe my little son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Maybe him, yeah.
What does your tortoise eat?
He eats this stuff called... He eats all vegetables, pretty much.
Right, yeah.
But the
vegan
best
diet.
Ones are like dandelion roots and grass. He like grazes in the grass.
Nice.
That's
like
good.
Like
grazes
yeah,
or
man.
Rips out the roots?
No, he just like... I set him out because he has like his own little... habitat, and then I put him out in the yard, and he just goes around just eating all day long.
And he has no idea he was about to become soup or whatever.
It's like that
I tell him sometimes.
Right. It's like the iRobot.
Appreciate me.
I learn more,
Right.
Yeah, it's great, man.
He's, what is that now?
It's like you have the iRobots that like clean your house. You get a whole bunch of turtles. Be like iRobot, like iLawnmowers.
It's like a Roomba.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
A Roomba for your lawn.
Exactly.
The tortoise
Roomba. Right. They move faster, you know.
Exactly. And where do you live? Do you live in L.A.?
I live in L.A., yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I live in L.A. I got here, I think, midnight.
Oh,
yeah.
Ew.
It was a late flight.
Surprise.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's cold.
Well, thanks for getting
here,
up and coming in.
It is cold. It is cold.
Pretty cold.
This is not bad.
My nipples have never been harder.
Thank you.
I noticed.
Just putting that out.
Just
there.
Poked an eye out.
Yeah.
I feel like seeing us. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't see.
You can hang a painting on my chest.
For February,
right.
This is not bad.
No?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a mild winter.
It gets a lot worse here.
Like how worse?
Like very cold, like below zero.
Lots of snow. By now, we should all be sick of snow. We had a very mild winter.
That's also concerning.
I'm knocking wood over here, in case you're wondering. Yeah,
right.
There you go.
But Ashley's all freaked out because we thought we had you for an hour, and you're only here for a half an hour.
Yeah, I got a jet after this. Cause I have to.
What? Another radio or TV?
No. I have to do another thing back in LA.
Right.
Oh,
kind of things got done.
Well, like a phone call or something, or
no? It's a call for a call that's going to happen later.
Gotcha. Oh.
It's like we're doing a pitch,
a pre-call.
Right. So you're doing a pitch, call
meeting
about a call.
Yes, I'm doing a call
you're
with the people who are going to pitch.
Right.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is.
It's important.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of pitches. So.
Can we help you put this pitch together? let's all brainstorm.
Can you guys
now?
Just what kind of pitch? Can you greenlight it?
I could tell you what we're good at. We're good at seeing bad ideas.
Yeah.
Right? So we see stuff right. Oh man, what the hell is that?
What were you thinking?
What's the last idea you saw that you thought was bad that actually worked? Like a movie or a show or something.
Oh, there's a lot. Phil, what was something I predicted doom and it turned out to be good?
Well, you hated Dexter for a long time. That was my favorite show.
That's
and you're like, no one cares. And then this whole winter vacation, you binged the entire series.
Right. And then I watched one episode and I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah. Right. And he said, like, no one cares.
That's how I said it. No one cares.
Exactly, right. I closed my eyes. I swear
just
because
it's
second.
Your favorite show doesn't mean other people are watching this.
Damon Wayans Jr. is in. Have you turned down anything that you saw
that
as
I
a hit?
It?
Yeah.
Turtle soup.
Yeah, he looks delicious. What was that movie? It was the one about killing their bosses.
Oh, horrible
bosses?
Horrible
bosses, yeah,
right,
the first
right.
one.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's a
horrible idea.
Yeah. I turned that down.
Original, you never know.
In my defense, the original script was trash.
Really?
And I was like reading it like, what
this
is
ain't
this?
Happening.
Yeah.
And this was before like all the other people got attached.
Yeah.
So they were just like, they had basically that was going to be the first one to be attached. And it could have been like, you know,
bad.
God knows who.
Right.
With me. And then, you know, so and then it turned out fantastic. And
well, you don't know, though. You're basing it on the situation at the time.
Absolutely.
The situation changed.
But I should have just went in anyways.
Would you have been the Jamie Foxx role or was that not even in the script yet?
That role wasn't in the script.
Wow.
I would have been like one of the three dudes.
Holy
and
crap.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Dude number two.
Well, you don't know though.
Dude
you don't
two.
Know. When
dude
you make
two.
These decisions, you don't know.
Yeah,
right, no
you
idea.
Do. You're yeah, kind
right.
of like in a little vacuum. You don't really know anything.
Right. You have to make the decision based on the facts in front of you.
There's another movie, Percy Jackson. It was like a fantasy movie.
Percy Jackson.
I got offered that and it was the guy who had the goat legs.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Brandon T. Jackson
one.
Actually did it.
Right.
But I got offered that and I was like, I'm not going to do a movie with goat legs.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have horn legs. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it like pooped in it. I was like, I don't want to like have my tail come up and
exactly.
like little.
Right.
Circles come out.
Do you tripod? Do you use like toilet paper?
Yeah.
What are we talking
it
here?
Sounds
cotton,
tough.
Cottonelle, Shaman, what?
Yeah.
Which movie did you like doing the most? Or that you're most proud of being in?
Probably, no, what is that movie? The Other Guys.
Yeah.
Because that movie was just so much fun to be around all those greats, you know? That was Will Ferrell.
Right.
I was like, he's my favorite.
Will Ferrell.
One of my favorite comedic actors ever.
Yeah.
And then Adam McKay was like, the way that they work together is crazy. because it's like McKay has so many funny ideas. He'll spit them out like a whole paragraph, and we'll like remember it and then say it verbatim.
Nice.
Like in the middle of the
like a machine
take. It's
so
crazy.
So there's a script, but
there's a script, but you can say whatever you want as right. long as you as long as you tell the story of the scene.
Right.
You can say whatever
a
you want.
A little improv as it works in.
Absolutely.
I last night was watching a bloopers reel from that movie, and it is almost as long as the movie, and you could see that you guys are just throwing stuff out there.
Nice.
and then the react. So it would be great, but it's the first time you're here, and everyone's just busting out laughing.
Man, it just, was so funny, man.
It looked like a fun movie to be on.
There were a couple of lines that I couldn't get in because I made Will laugh really hard, and he was like, do it. And then just making him laugh made me laugh, so I could never get it out.
Right. I fell down the stairs. He started laughing. Do it again. I can't.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be a high, like when you're making Will Ferrell crack up.
That's
some good stuff.
Yeah, it was, but I should have just like stayed the course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I couldn't.
I wouldn't regret it. You were so great in that movie. Yeah, what are you saying? Some of your lines didn't get in because
I couldn't like land it and then stay without laughing.
Gotcha.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but what a classic movie that is.
That was so
like
much
everybody's
fun.
In, like every scene. Oh, there's somebody else. There's somebody else.
Aim for the bushes.
Yeah. It's like a who's who, yeah.
And Sam Jackson jumped off the building.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part.
And this laugh, did you come up with it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like a trademark.
Yeah. That was the funeral fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny as heck too. It was that we just
the whisper
to like
fight
quietly,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
Block him off.
Okay. He doesn't do comedies anymore.
The Adam widow McKay. Comes no? by. It's like, hi, I'm Jim. Too soon.
Come on. Man. Come on.
Yeah, man. You know, Adam does like dramatic movies now. All the time. He does. He did Vice. He did. What was that movie about the financial crisis? The 2000, I forgot what it was called.
Well, even the end of The Other Guys, like the credit scroll is like all about the differences in like what CEOs make and like just the average worker. So like you could see he was even going in that direction.
Right, there was a social conscience in there.
Yeah, he's very, very smart. It's kind of weird that he does comedy.
Right.
It's like, because comedy's like, I mean, comedy is smart.
Yeah, it's hard, certain
aspects of comedy are smart, but if you have that much knowledge, why are you making jokes also?
Right.
He is
because he can.
Yeah. Well, he hired all the funniest people.
Exactly, which is smart
and
right
there. And just let them make jokes.
Exactly.
So that's smart.
It's a formula.
The Big Short was the movie you were thinking
of.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
Lots of chatter on our Facebook pages and chat rooms. Get to that in a second. We're talking to the intern. What's it? Chicken Legs. And he's a big fan of yours. And he's like, what is it with that family? There's so much talent in that one family.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What is the deal with you guys and girls?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it probably had to do with their circumstances, you know, the original, because there's 10 of them.
Right.
And they were all, like, in this small apartment. They didn't have that much money. And so I think creativity just kind of drove them to like want to aspire to become something to take them out of that.
Right. Get a big rise.
So Keenan, like, you know, was the pioneer.
Right.
And he went out and then he had all these talented brothers and sisters and he was getting deals to do stuff. And he was like, let me just bring my family with me.
Yeah. Right.
And then they just showed up. You know, they could have all
a lot
been,
of times that doesn't translate,
yeah.
you know,
yeah. right.
bring people like, well, we're funny in the house.
Yeah.
You know, that definitely translated.
I think they were all individually driven. I think that's what drove them. Like, my dad would have been a stand-up no matter what.
Right.
Kim would have been an actress no matter what.
Right.
Marlon, Sean.
Wait, don't mention any names. How many can you name?
Okay.
hold on.
Okay.
All right, get ready.
I see. Okay.
Hold on.
All right, okay. Let's see. Let me think. It's a lot. There's a lot to remember here. Let me think for a second. Over here.
Okay.
All right, let's see. We got Keenan. We got Damon. We got Damon Jr. We have Sean.
Wow, you're done already.
We have Sean.
Yeah.
We have Marlon. Tito? No. In my defense, there's a lot of weigh-ins out there.
Hey, man, that's half.
That's awesome.
Oh, you got half.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh,
honestly, I don't know the rest.
There's, let's see. Well, there's nicknames, handsome and pretty, and does it work? No. Okay. Give it a shot.
Well, you got close.
I did.
That's good. You did better than I was.
Was it the Marlin that messed up? Or was it Tito? No.
Tito. I think we have a Tito.
I don't know.
I saw Conan did ask you a question about some of the stuff your dad would do on stage. And then, you know, he talked about the family all the time. So what was that like growing up and having your dad do this high-profile stand-up on your life?
Well, what's funny about my dad is that he would rarely let us watch anything that he did. So, you know, like we got to watch In Living Color occasionally.
Yeah.
With, like, supervision. And if he was like, this is too inappropriate, he would, like, cut it off.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
If our grades weren't, like, up to par, which is, like, basically straight A's. He would cut it off. He was like pretty strict.
Oh, that's pretty good.
How do you feel about Handyman?
What a great father.
Did you get to watch Handyman?
Oh, I got to watch Handyman sometimes.
Handyman was brilliant.
Yeah, that was great.
Like a physically challenged superhero.
Yeah.
And he was going up and away and just fall out the window.
You would never be able to do like 90% of that stuff.
Just
maybe 100
just
now.
So weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in his defense, my dad was born with a club foot.
Yes.
So he. Right. Kind of was like he was like, you know, this is like kind of my area,
right? Yeah, he can get
but
away
still,
with it. Yeah.
People would, you know,
they freak out,
be blogging
the sponsors and the network and
Living Color,
skeeting.
Yeah. And one of the funniest movies I've ever seen was "I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker." I'm sorry, that is everything is in there, and your dad's in there as one of the one of the thugs.
I'm gonna get you,
in there.
Sucker.
I'm gonna get what you, sucker. That? That's one. It's like.
Yes.
Keenan had the lead role and everything.
Yes,
and like,
yes.
And like every like black actor was in there. Like I forget his name, but he was like the badass in like the 70s movies.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
The guy who did Shaft?
Shaft.
It's the guy who played the voice in he was a black chef in South Park.
Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Well, Isaac Hayes had the restaurant. But I'm talking about the guy who like was like kind of like his mentor, and like he told me he had to have his own theme music, and every time he saw them walking, there was a band behind him playing.
Yes. Wait, is that the movie where the guy
was it Bernie Williams? Was that his name?
I don't know. Is that the one where he puts like all the weapons on his body, and then he like slips and falls and just shoots his whole body?
The best is you always see like them like with a stick of dynamite like rappelling down a building, and you see him, he's got a stick of dynamite, it's going off, you see also off carrier, boom, and you just see a rope. I freaking died. Like, I always wanted to see that.
I gotta rewatch that.
Oh my god, you gotta watch it again. It's hilarious.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
It's hilarious.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get you, sucker. Watch it. It is funny as F.
There's a lot of movies that were like super funny that still hold up.
Yeah.
What was it? Airplane? Remember Airplane?
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Dude, I watched that recently.
Yeah.
You could not
get away with that.
No.
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 Nope.
It's a shame. It's a shame folks can't.
Oh, that jive scene.
Jive.
It's a shame folks can't laugh themselves anymore.
Or
the
little girl who was like, how do you want your
coffee?
How do you like your coffee? Black, like my man.
And the kid just sitting like, what? That's amazing. I love it.
Every single line in that movie is a joke.
Yeah.
Every line. There's no setup. There's no, like, it's just joke.
Yeah.
Joke. Joke. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And that was
classic.
Leslie Mann? No, Leslie. Who's
Nielsen?
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So dope.
Deadpan delivery. Fantastic.
Love.
Right. Then what was his name? Peter
serious.
Graves from
Mission Impossible. Yeah. One of the pilots.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Johnny, you like gladiator movies?
Right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was one of the pilots also.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that movie
Roger.
Was
what?
So funny.
Over. What?
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, that stuff that your family did on television.
Yeah.
Damn,
like, I don't even think you could do it on Netflix.
One of the best shows ever.
You might be able to. I feel like in order to get your jokes across now, you just have to do more explanation beforehand, right? Because you have to kind of set the tone and let the people know that, you know, this is where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
You kind of have to, like, I don't know. It's weird. You got
kind
to,
of warn
your
them.
Premises have to be so long now.
Yeah. Right.
Just soften it up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to soften it up.
Yep. So they know you're empathetic to this cause.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Right.
Now let's do some jokes.
We're gonna have some jokes.
It's ridiculous.
On it. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
People are sensitive now.
It's, yes.
How does that affect you guys? Like, how does that affect, like, radio? Or you just kind of don't even think about it.
They show a mic a lot.
There's this red button here.
The dump button.
Press this.
Dump, dump,
oh,
dump, 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 dump.
Agent. Damn it. Damn
he
it,
said,
damn it.
When no. was it this week? He said F and S.
Oh,
on
yeah.
The air.
Yeah, I did.
That was the whole
parking
debacle.
That was when I was making fun of him for parking.
Yeah. I kind of slipped. Yeah, it happens every now and then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't mess with AJ and his cars.
Exactly. Yeah.
You try getting here at F and 2:30. Oh!
Yeah. I love this guy, and we wish him nothing but the best. He's got to do
absolutely.
A planning meeting for a pitch call. So
cool.
We don't want to mess
with
that
my,
up.
Here, guys, let's do it. How much longer?
You're going to Dunkin' Donuts, aren't you?
No. I can't eat donuts.
I'm kidding.
So you know Vinny?
Oh, yes, I know Vinny.
How you doing?
What?
How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, everything's really loud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's a great impression.
Now
you sound like Bobcat Gold.
It does.
I tend to obscure it that way. Yeah, still working on it.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good dude.
Yeah,
he hosted. I did his shows in New Brunswick, at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick last weekend, and he was the host, and he was crushing it.
Oh yeah, no, he's awesome.
He was a
funny guy and a great comedian.
Yeah, he's actually. I didn't know that he did stand up first before he did. This stuff before he like opened clubs, and so
I was like,
why are you so good at this?
Right,
and he has years of doing it.
Right,
yeah, so. he has good business head
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and he's a really nice guy too.
Yeah,
good heart.
Definitely says what a lot.
What? You want to say? Can you pay me now? What?
When he comes in here, it's when he'll come in. And he'll leave, and you'll feel like you were just in a daycare center for like 3 hours. You know, it's just loud.
Too much stimulation.
I can't drive the bus. It's just like just madness everywhere. It's like nice and quiet.
Right. Don't give any cookies. Too much sugar.
Is he opening for you tonight, or who's opening?
I don't know. Maybe. I know that the same feature that that I had last weekend is going to feature for me, but I would love for him to open.
Right.
Yeah. He's great. He gets the party started.
Right.
He does exactly what a host is supposed to do, which
is just
energize the crowd, get them ready for comedy. Cause they come in sometimes and they're like, they're still getting adjusted. They're ordering food. And so he likes to
he's
set that bar.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, let's get into the mood of laughing.
Right.
And he's great.
Yeah.
And he's like unassuming because he goes on stage and you're like, oh, who's this dude?
Right.
And then he cracks people up.
Right.
You know, and he doesn't care. He'll say whatever
he wants.
He really does.
Yes, he will for several minutes.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that he's not like holding back.
Nope.
Yeah.
Ashley's a big fan of your television show.
Oh.
New Girl.
Which one? Oh, New Girl?
Coach.
New Girl.
Oh, Coach. Yeah. Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I watched all of the seasons, all the episodes. I loved that show.
You watched the whole... How many? There was like 7 seasons, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty
nice. That's when you know a guy's busy.
Well, I wasn't there for the entire time.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Because
you were in the pilot,
I was in the pilot, and then I had already done a show. I already completed an entire season of a show before I did the pilot. And they assumed that show that I did the season of wasn't going to get picked up.
Oh.
And so they were like, "Well, yeah, we'll take you in second position." That's what they call it when you already have something that you're obligated to.
Yeah.
And then ABC greenlit that show.
Nice.
And so I had to go do that show as opposed to.
But then you came back.
Then I came back after that show got canceled.
You can come back.
You were so in demand,
right?
Hey, man, I appreciate
it. We want Damon.
No,
I'll take it.
Is it? Yeah, it's probably.
I went to high school with Zoe.
No way.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I've known her since we were little kids.
Oh, so that had to be good on the set, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
You probably hear this a lot, but it's probably a blessing and a curse to have that last name, Wayans.
Absolutely.
Right? So it'll open the door, but then there's an expectation.
They're
looking at it through a certain lens, right? And you're your own guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the beginning, like when I was first getting established, I definitely had that. let's see what this guy's about. I know his dad.
Right.
Yeah, and you walk in there, everybody's arms are crossed, like, right, waiting for you to perform. And
impressive.
Like, oh,
right.
Not too bad.
Right.
Even with stand-up, for the longest time, I'd have to go on stage and, like, prove myself.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's harder for you.
I mean, well, relatively speaking. Like, yeah, you know, the fact that I'm going on, that I'm traveling with my dad, you know, like, 5 years in stand-up, and I'm, like, featuring for, you know, a really good comedian is not hard,
right,
technically.
Right. Maybe that's not the right word, but there's an expectation level when you step foot on stage that other comedians in that same time frame don't have.
True.
The bar
and then when
is
I'm
definitely
funny,
set differently.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I'm funny, I don't get the credit that other comedians would get because they're like, hey, he's part of
the
other
guys.
Family.
Yeah. Right. Like, I just killed it.
You can't win. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate where I'm at. And so I never, like, you know, take for granted what I've been given,
right,
you know, like the shoulders I'm standing on.
Yeah. And you have some movies coming out this year?
I do. I have this weird independent movie coming out that's like a drama, actually.
Huh.
It's about this guy who meets this girl after he breaks up with his, like, this girl left him. He had like a breakdown mentally, and then he meets this girl and she's perfect for him, but she doesn't have a cell phone. She doesn't have like credit cards. She just has like all this cash. And he's like, who is this? And he goes and talks to his friend about this girl that he met. And he's like, do you know anything about her? He's like, no. And so he like literally, he like the next date they have, he's like, tell me about you. What do you do? Why do you have all this cash? Why do you have no phone?
What?
She's like, can I tell you the truth? She's like, I'm from the future.
Oh,
he's like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm from 2050 or something like that. She's like, we've perfected time travel. And so, like, individuals can come back. And so, basically, you know, that's what the movie is about. He falls in love with this girl from the future who has to leave eventually.
With lots of money.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Right.
And then there's
really well. And then I have a movie coming out in July with...
But wait, you can't tell us what happens with that?
I mean, I want to, but are you the guy?
You got to watch the movie.
No, right? I'm his best friend.
Okay, right. You're his friend.
Yeah, I'm his friend.
So does your buddy go back or...
I don't want to tell, because the way that it ends is so...
You have to see it.
Perfect.
Don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, right. It's a really good
spoiler
movie.
So you can time travel with cash, not with... Well, she can't have a credit card because
she credit
it would be registered
that bank
to
doesn't
a
exist.
Bank.
Yeah,
pay
right.
cash.
Yeah. She has a reason why she's coming back with all that cash. Basically.
Okay.
There's a real reason.
You'll find out why.
Can he go back to the future with her?
That's the thing.
So
I don't
that's the thing everybody
that's
wants.
That's a different movie, Ashley.
Yeah.
No.
Right, no, that's going to be the thing
that
you're going to want in the movie. Like, I don't want to see these two apart.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Happily ever
and
after.
You know she's going. So now, that's the drama of the movie.
Yeah, and the fact that he had a mental breakdown, people aren't believing him. Either.
Yeah, because he went go-go's before. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, what a problem that is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm with a time traveler.
Right.
Sure you are.
Yeah, exactly. His best friend is kind of really concerned that he's having a relapse. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Man. That sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, it's great.
How is that going to be released? Is that Netflix?
I don't know. That's a festival. It's going to go to festivals.
Gotcha.
Oh, and then so when it goes to the festival, you're looking for someone to pick it up, right?
Yes.
Kind of shopping it.
Yes.
Oh, I'd pick that up. I wish I had money.
Yeah,
I'd pick that up right now.
Go to the future. I'd
want to get it now before it went to the festival.
Right.
Yeah, I read that movie. It got me really emotional. I don't really get emotional from reading, and I was just like, wow, man, this is pretty amazing.
Oh, that sounds like a great role for you, too.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. And then I have another movie coming out, which is completely opposite from that. It was Kristen Wiig, the lady who did Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's doing this movie called Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, which is essentially like...
Tough name.
Like Bill and Ted's.
Yeah. It's kind of... It's like Thelma and Louise meets Austin Powers.
Gotcha.
So it's like all crazy... It's funny like the the airplane movies and all that kind of stuff.
Satirical
it's like
type.
That.
Yeah, satire.
It's really goofy and funny.
So what are they?
And
secret agents? Or are they?
They're just two women who have like lived in this small town for forever, and they're like not married. They don't have husbands. And they want to take a trip, and they take this trip down to Vista Del Mar, and all this crazy, spy stuff happens, and they're in the middle of it.
Right.
Oh, so they're like, it's mistaken identity.
Basically.
They pick up a briefcase or something,
yes.
And it's like, now you're involved
exactly.
in this thing. Or
yeah.
Does it take place in like one day
I
or something
like that?
No, it takes place over a certain amount of time,
okay.
but my character is, so there's this secret spy that's supposed to be doing his job. He messes up, and then and then the guy who comes, he's like a spy. He spies on the spies.
Right.
And he comes in and he like tries to set things straight, but he's a buffoon.
Gotcha.
And that's my character.
That's you?
Yeah.
You
go, see?
Yeah. All right. Wow. Two different.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's right? Awesome. You might have a year like that.
And then I have a romantic comedy coming out on Netflix called.
Right in the middle of the two.
Right in the middle of the two.
Busy guy.
What is it called?
No, but it's great to have that range where you're not just doing these comedy
stereotypes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Smart.
That's what I like. That was my plan last year, was like, I want to do things that are not just, you know, comedies.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they, you know, that pigeonholes you.
Yeah.
And they don't make as many comedies anymore either.
Mm. No.
Right. Well, and once you get that, you can't even try out for any of these other,
because they don't even ask.
They don't even ask.
Yeah. I was like,
don't
even send them. Yeah.
All right, we got to let you go do this meeting for a pitch.
Yes,
we're
going to
be
yes.
watching for you all year, these movies.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
And, hey, tonight, tomorrow night,
you
get to see a comedic legend on stage, Damon Wayans Jr. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Hey,
guys,
brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, anytime.
Let's go to Vice President of All Things Cool at Mohegan Sun, Tom Cantone.
The clock is ticking. It go on sale at 10 o'clock. Two shows in one day. We'll do 20,000 people. Crazy,
wow.
Right?
Damn. That is nuts. How many, when you have something like this, how many beers do you sell?
It'll be probably one of our biggest of all. We sell, I can't give you the number, but I know when we have country shows, especially at intermissions, it sets records. But here you got 20,000 people in a span from 7 o'clock till probably 11 that have nothing to do but buy beer and buy snacks and stuff. So
there must be a room. Do you have one room at the Mohegan Sun that just is just full of beer and food and water bottles? Right?
No, but you know what we are doing now? Here's how technology's taken over. You can actually now not get up and have to stand in line. You can order on your phone. And the order will be placed for you. It can be delivered, or you can go get it in a special line. So you don't have to. There are really long lines to buy merchandise. There's long lines to buy hot dogs and beer and everything. But here now, you can do it on your app. And
sounds like you just did.
Yep.
Order a drink?
Huh?
It sounds like you just ordered something while we were talking.
Coffee.
Yeah. You can. You can sit in your seat and everything's cool.
Nice.
And
you know,
someone will bring it to you? What's that? Is that an extra charge?
Yeah. We're testing it now. And we're slowly evolving it now as a technology and how we're doing it with lesser shows that aren't as jammed. But our goal is to, you know, just have the convenience factor there, because it's, you know, let's face it, everyone comes at the last minute. The show's at 8 o'clock, they come at 20 of.
Right.
And, you know, thousands and tens of thousands of people all converging, you know. So it sometimes is easier to do it that way, or if there's another alternative. But I'm just blown away by the numbers, guys. I mean, we just put two Dave Matthews Band shows on sale. They sold out about 18,000 tickets in less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
It's the volume we're doing here. It's the first time they played here in a while. They used to play in Hartford, and now they're over here. And I actually accidentally worked out with Dave. I was in the gym here backstage, and he was there. And I said, oh, excuse me. No, he said, don't leave. You know, hang out, you know, so the two of us worked out together.
Nice.
And he said to me, I love it here. I love coming back here, and couldn't have been more nice, you know, while I was telling him one more, you know, I was bench pressing.
More rep. But, right.
Yeah. But, you know, it just, when they come here, they just love being here. And, you know, we continue, like, we got Adam Sandler. We've added another show for Adam Sandler because of his big movie, Uncut Gems, which, by the way, Mohegan Sun is in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end.
Oh, nice.
Especially.
Are you serious?
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's all Mohegan Sun. It was filmed, a lot of it here. He's a friend. He loves it here. But I had no idea that, you know, we should have gotten Best Supporting Actor in the Oscars.
You should have, yes.
Well, can you tell it's Mohegan Sun?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh,
first
cool.
of all, in the beginning, he's in the hotel room, and here's Mohegan Sun on the TV like a commercial.
Right, nice. In the
and
open.
And then he's... The gist of the movie is it's really a nerve-wracking movie to watch, but he's really good in it. And he's wants to place a bet, you know, so he gives his girlfriend, he's leaning out the window, giving her a bag of money because he's hiding from these guys that are after him. And he's hollering.
Wait, your windows don't open.
No, he's in New York. So they're in a hotel.
Right.
So they're in an office. So he goes, they're after him. He goes, bring this to Mohegan Sun. Go to Mohegan Sun.
Yeah,
put the money
nice.
On. Like you wouldn't believe. Then the last 15 minutes of the movie is all here. I mean, it's really unbelievable. We didn't know it was going to be like that, but I'll take it.
You guys didn't pay for that. That's not product placement.
No, and there's product placement today. Yeah, I mean, companies like Coke pay a fortune to have their product in every scene and all that.
Right.
So I thank them. And when he comes here, I'm he wants to play basketball again, So
cool.
Well, I'll take him on horse like I did last time.
There you go. See? Just play out. It's quicker.
Yeah. He plays in a local high school. We arrange it and he's a big basketball nut, So we like to play and he's really just a down home good guy, but he really did a good job in the movie, but you gotta see the movie. I mean, and so we added a second show and the pre-sale is off the charts for that in April. He's coming in March. In March, we've got talk about comedy, mega comedy. We got Sebastian Maniscalco, two shows already sold out. Cedric the Entertainer, big show on NBC with the neighborhood. And Adam Sandler is a second show. Then you got Dave Chappelle coming. And he was just honored at the Kennedy Center. So a lot of our timing, a lot of the cool happening things that you guys like to talk about and we like the program here, are really happening. It's pretty cool.
Spent $14 on Uncut Gems, so I'll be watching this tonight.
Oh, you got to watch it. Yeah, I won't spoil it for you. The ending is a little different, but it's all about Mohegan Sun. It's
nice.
Crazy. Yeah, and then not to dominate here because I know you got other things to do, but they just did the decade rankings of all the arenas around the world, and there's something like 1,800 of them. We broke the top 10 in the U.S. for the first time.
Congratulations.
And the top 20 in the world for the first time. And if we counted all of our shows, because we don't count all of them, because we do a lot of private concerts and things, we would be number 6 in the U.S. and number 11 in the world.
Wow.
I mean, that's in the company of Madison Square Garden and some of the biggest stadiums in the world. So
awesome.
It's pretty cool.
And you guys have stuff all over the world now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're getting ready. We won Greece. We're breaking ground in South Korea. We took over two properties in Ontario, and we're building a 5,000-seat state-of-the-art theater in Ontario, which is going to open in April, and we're booking that from here. My team, we probably did around 1,700 events in the U.S. at 6 properties, and now with Canada, we'll probably do another 200 or 300 shows.
Holy
so,
crap.
We're busy out of Uncasville.
Is there anything what do you got, Phil?
Boss Keith is texting you. There's something in the movie that upset him that he shouted in the middle of the theater.
Wow.
Boss Keith,
oh, really?
Said
what
something?
Was
yeah.
it?
But in that movie, they place a sports bet, which you can't do there. And I shouted in the theater, mistake.
Yes. It's funny.
That's him.
It's funny you say that because you can't sports bet here. But most people, don't realize that. And so, it's sort of you skim by it. You can place bets, but you can't do it like that.
Right. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Right? So, like when Iron Man flies, you could also yell out mistake for that.
Alternate reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mistake!
I know.
It's like, who
yeah,
is that?
So,
mistake?
I know.
Not quite sure.
All the other places in Vegas and around the place, they would have loved to have been in the movie like that.
Right.
So.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's a big honor. Are you working on anything? You could kind of give a hint.
Yeah, we're working on two big things that I can't share with you right now. But, who knows? So we'll see what happens.
Rock format?
Yes. One is, and one is iconic. So working on that right now. But there's so much stuff we're doing. We're so busy now. I can't get dates.
Thomas Smart to keep talking. See how he does that?
Yep, just keeps moving.
Because he knows I'll try to pull it out, and then he'll give a hint.
You can't hit a moving target.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Well, if you play the tape back, I gave you 2 hints, but that's between us.
Yeah, you said iconic.
Right.
Did you give us 2? We are going to play it back.
Oh, my God, the iconics are playing.
Yeah, man. It's sort of like Uncut Gems, man. I gave you 2 gems. You didn't even know it.
Really? You snuck them in there?
Did.
I didn't hear him?
Hey, Jimmy Coplick doesn't do that. you know,
he just comes
right out and tells you.
He just comes right out and tells us.
Yeah, it's easier that way. Thank you.
Tom, we're really proud that Mohegan Sun is in Connecticut. We're very lucky to have such a great world-class venue here.
Absolutely,
and,
man.
A lot of that, or all of it, is thanks to you and your team.
Exactly.
So,
my
nice
team. The men and women who run this place, who, while we're sleeping and they're doing the next event, and I told you, we had a contingent from overseas in here, and through an interpreter, I'm giving the tour. This guy keeps asking his interpreter while I'm talking, and I sort of stopped and I said, "Can I ask what he's asking you? Because I can answer it." He goes, "No, he just wanted to tell you how impressed he was that the arena was so clean."
Wow!
Oh, nice.
It wasn't all of the iconic stars you see when you come into the building. You know, the Beyoncés, the Bon Jovis, the Princes, and all. He wasn't impressed with that. He was impressed with how clean the venue is. And every time you come in here, I have a crew here that they're on their hands and knees cleaning every inch of this place from the night before, where there's billions of confetti and junk everywhere.
Oh, can I tell you, if they came in this place on a Monday morning, they'd quit?
I don't know. I thought they were bowing. I feel embarrassed. I'm like, get up, people, get up.
Well, so they could come there and do a good job for you. But you're right. It's the team. And we say welcome when they come here. You know, they're not just at some other place. They're at a place that's more like family, and we treat everyone like family. So when they come back here, and that's how we've been able to get a lot of the tours.
I got to go because I'm going to get this tape, and I'm going to listen to it back.
Yeah, we're dying to know now. Now we're dying to know.
We will figure it out.
Yeah. We will.
I can see you in a Columbo trench coat dancing back and forth.
Right. I'm the one who walks out of the room and comes back. One more thing.
We got to break the Cantone code.
That's right.
Yes, you got to break the Cantone code. Code, and if you do, text me, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right, very good.
You're
right.
On.
48 minutes from now, Dave Chappelle tickets on sale.
If you get it right, I give you 2 tickets to any show we had last month, okay?
Awesome. So, we'll go back in time and see it.
Wow, that took me a second to
figure
out.
Yeah, I was like, wait. Oh.
I was like, that's amazing.
I was on to you immediately.
All right, Tom,
of
thank
course,
you, brother.
Anything you want, guys.
Top 5 from the phone.
From the phone.
Hi.
Yay for the phone, yes. Does that sound okay?
Were you sick again?
Are you sick again?
No, I'm not sick. The Dakin children are sick. My daughter has a fever and strep throat.
Ah.
Did she stay right there? Yes.
You need to just not come in.
Yeah, just stay right there.
All week.
Did she lick her cell phone recently?
No, I don't think so.
Because I did.
Oh, God, gross.
I know. So Tom Cantone was on talking about that movie.
Oh, so I heard it.
Yes.
It's interesting. So that movie, she's right. It's like so much Mohegan, but she goes to Mohegan. He sends her to go to Mohegan to place a bet on a basketball game, but there's no sports betting. So I was definitely mad and said, mistake. This isn't right. But maybe they thought Connecticut would approve sports betting before the movie hit theaters in December.
Right.
But they did not. That's your governor at work, I think. Yeah.
Yes, I guess so. Work? What's that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Time now for Boss Keith's top 5.
Okay. So a new study came out that said 41% of parents don't have strict bedtimes for their
kids.
Are you
holding the phone like a pizza?
Yes, I sound wonderful, I think.
Oh, okay.
To who?
Uh-oh.
You're saying?
So new study came out. 41% of parents say they don't have strict bedtimes for their kids. I have 5 things related to this, because I have very specific rules, and I think this is bogus.
Okay.
I'm not shocked by any of this so far.
Right. There's rules? Really?
Number 5, bedtimes. You set them. You abide by them. They rule your life. And every year you add 10 minutes. So if you're 8, you go to bed at 8:15. If you're 10, you go to bed at 8:35. It's the way the world goes.
Yeah, you'll see. Okay.
What, Phil?
He's just such a maniac. 10 minutes, like, that's going to make a huge difference.
Right. 2 years, 10 minutes. Hmm.
It makes a huge difference. So then by the time you're like 12 or 13, you're going to bed at 9. It like works out great. It's perfect.
Right, by the time they're 17, they're going to bed at like 10:30.
I go to bed at 9 now.
You know what's going to happen to them if they're ever on a radio show and they tell these stories?
Daddy Dearest.
You're going to say, they're going to play the amazing story.
Exactly.
It's like, there's no way your dad was that screwed up.
Yeah, he can't be that weird.
Right.
The child services will come grab me, I guess. Like every 10 minutes, like, be a little free. I mean, there's even, I even abide by these rules on vacation and in the summer. Bedtimes are important.
Right.
Number four, if you don't have a fever, you go to school. So if you have a stomach ache, no, you're going to school. If your right leg hurts, no, you're going to school. If you have a fever, you could stay home. Nothing else. Fever means home. Everything else means school.
Right. When the kid is sick and wants to, when the kid is sick and wants to go to school, it counts to know about daddy.
We learned this with Dr. Rao and AJ. You are contagious before you have a fever.
Fake. Prove it.
The doctor said so.
Yeah, I don't know. A man who went to med, pre-med, and
med school. Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. The whole doctorate.
Runs in urgent care.
You can't just say fake news at the doctor.
Oh, how do you argue with someone who says the professionals are fake?
Right.
Right. And you're basing this info on what?
That you got to go to school because you got to learn, even if you've got a cough.
Right.
Like, it's fine. And I don't care if the other kids get sick. As long as my kid learns, like, it's fine. As we said before, I care only about the Dakin brand. We've talked about this.
The Dakin brand.
Yeah, everybody else can drop dead around him from getting sick, but damn it, yeah.
Number three, one fruit or vegetable with every meal. Now, to be honest, I don't live by this rule for myself.
Right, we know that.
I think I do tater tots and hard cheese with every meal.
Yep.
But for the children, I think every meal besides breakfast should have one fruit or one vegetable with it. I think that's a good, like, life rule.
Right, when you have steak, don't count. When you have steak and bananas at his house, yeah.
You have to pair them. You have to pair them right. It's like wine.
Oh, but AJ, you're right. So I'll make fillets. It'll be fillets, strawberries, and bananas.
Right.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, the fact that kids haven't gotten sick yet is amazing.
Well, that's not actually true. So number 10, this is a new rule. This is a new rule we instituted this week. I live in a 3-bedroom, relatively small house, and my water bill was $130, which seems insane because both of these kids are taking forever-long showers.
Where is 10 minutes?
Yeah, you're not talking into the phone. But if you ever wanted to know how much I like having you on once a week, listen to how long I let this go.
Right.
You're even going to probably talk to me about letting this one go.
Exactly right.
You're going to say, you should have pulled the plug on me.
Right.
Well, I mean, we're talking about bananas. Like, who cares?
But what number are we on now?
We're about to go to number one.
Okay, here we go.
All right, the number one thing is no cell phones at dinner. I think that's the most important rule of all time. No phones at dinner.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
No one can argue with that.
Family bonding.
And no phones in the air.
Yeah.
Which is basically,
no phones on the air.
Which is basically just saying don't bring your fecal matter to the dinner table,
basically,
please.
Basically, yes.
Right. Oh, stop reminding
or
me of that.
Or pay attention to me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm I have more rules.
Watch me eat these tater tots.
I'm going to make sure this makes a podcast just so you could hear this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.